The toy bar is open. Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and barflies Jason Aval and Dave Draper discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys! This is Dave and Aval's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of David Naval's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys, www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we went back to the old music! Yay! Yay, old music! With still the ADOS Baron narration. But the old music, yay! People were not happy with the music.
I got some feedback.
Well, you know, and that's fine. You know, I love... If someone criticizes, that's great. Then let us know, and we will make some mother effing changes. That's how this rolls.
All right.
That's how we work.
Okay.
You're not going to get rid of us as hosts, but...
No. Maybe.
I don't know. Dave doesn't be good. I know, right?
Sorry, jeez.
Please don't beat me, Master Jason.
Oh, we're back. Dave's had a long weekend.
Yeah, I had a long weekend. I had a week. I was there from Wednesday on.
You had a long week. I had a very rough weekend. I had a sick dog. I got termites in my backyard. Oh.
Well, you knew you had something in your backyard.
Yeah, I found out termites in my backyard. It's going to cost $1,800. Good times, right?
Wow.
Yeah. My mom bailed on us to come watch the house for vacation when Carrie and I go to Disney World.
I thought she was in some other state anyway.
She is. She was gonna fly in, and now she's not, and now she may. I don't know. It's a big mess.
Okay. We can talk about this afterwards. But I mean, if you need to see someone to like swing by the house and make sure it's not on fire and stuff.
No, I think Carrie and I are gonna buy her plane ticket.
Okay.
So. Which we just keep dishing out money for stuff that we didn't think we're going to have to dish money out for.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm happy to swing by the house, you know.
Sick puppy dog.
Once a day.
Little nasty bastard.
Which one?
Wood. Chase, the oldest.
Oh, okay.
He had an ear infection. He was crying.
Yeah, that'll happen. That's going to happen as spring comes around and the allergens are in the air.
Yeah, he was crying. He was like, we're like, well, time to take him to the vet. Nope, vet's closed because we're taking him to the emergency clinic. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yay. Yeah, you did have an expensive weekend.
Yeah. And then
you're going to be worth my money.
And then Carrie let me order WrestleMania. So
there's another
$70 because it was $69.
What?
Yeah, $69.
Whoa. Yeah. You're giving me shit about my exclusive from JoeCon and you paid $70 for freaking... Wow.
I was going to go into the route and get it, but Carrie was like, no, just order it. She's like, we have the money. Just order it. And I'm like, okay.
You had the money.
I'm like, thank you. I love you.
Yeah.
So, no, she's not. No, that was the least of our worries. We, you know, rough weekend. Good times, though. Yeah. You had more fun, though.
Well, apparently.
Before we get to that,
I would have been hard-pressed not to.
I know, right? Before we get to that, last week we were talking about my Filmation stuff. And my time hopper finally showed up like a week and a half later.
Yay!
Yeah, I got to fix it, though, because it doesn't work.
Boo!
Well, in the back part of it where the little rocket boosters are, there was a tab that's actually where the battery cover is. So you would, you know, snap the bottom part on first and then pop it over the tab, but the tab's gone. So I have to create my own tab, and I have to jury-rig it. But then I have to take it apart and try to figure out why the light's not working. And it's supposed to have light and sounds, and it doesn't do anything when I press the button, so I'm guessing something's dead in there, so I'll have to go in and see if there's something needs to be soldered and
you know me. Yeah. You're good at that stuff.
Fixing electronic toys. But Futura looks really nice on it, even though she can't really hold the handles because of the way everything's shaped and the way those figures are shaped. It's nice because she keeps falling over, so I finally have some place to stand her
that she won't.
So I'm missing two vehicles and a playset.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another Jake on eBay right now with a backpack for $30 that I've kind of been highly tempted just so I get the backpack.
Just get the backpack, yeah.
Yeah, because that's all I care about.
I know that feeling. If you recall, I almost spent $5,000 on a Defiant.
That's right, and we'll get to your happy ending in a little bit.
Ooh,
I know it sounds.
Thank you.
Not that kind of happy. That's disgusting.
Had that once already.
No,
that's why I missed the parachute drop.
Oh, ew. I don't want to know. That's disgusting.
Dave got lucky in every conceivable way this weekend.
No, shut up. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear about your escapades.
Oh, okay.
It's too much. Too much. So, other than that, though, you...
Other than that.
Sounds like you had a fun time.
I had a terrific time. I really did. Are we going to skip the news? Or?
No, we're going to get there.
Okay.
We're going
to
get there.
Yeah, no, I had a really good time. You know, shout-outs to Chuck and Ryan from Star Joes. Yes. Hung out with them. And Mike and Gary. Most of the crew from What's on Joe Mine and, in fact, CoilCon. There was a CoilCon sort of
get-together. Right, there was kind of a gathering.
Yeah. Wednesday night. And kind of sat at the table with noted author James Cavanaugh, who was not quite shit-faced, but well on his way to it.
Well on his way.
Yeah, but he's an amusing drunk, so that was cool.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And I got to meet the proprietors of Kokomo Toys.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the next day I went up there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always sounded like the proprietors sound like they're really nice
people. Yeah, they're really nice people.
I met one of the guys at The Last King County.
Okay.
He had glasses, kind of tall.
He's got like a beard.
Yeah, I never got his name.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy. Okay, that's the actual. I can't remember. His wife's name is Amber.
He was buying a bunch of aerators, like packaged figures, like the big like six or however eight. They had those six or eight packaged like groups of figures. He was buying a bunch of those from our dealer friend Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He had like a case of them, and he was buying all of them. So I sat there and talked to him for a little bit. I did start listening and trying to catch up. There's another toy cast called Guys with Toys.
Okay.
That's really, really good. I mean, it's, you know, it's there's a lot of love. You know, it's Chuck from Star Joe's, who's one of the hosts, Shmav, who's one of the other hosts, and Toy Goon, who's the third host. You know, they get together, and I don't know what their schedule's like. It seems like it's kind of regular, kind of irregular.
Yeah.
But they get together, and they kind of do the same thing we do. They just sit around and talk about toys. They have some guests on and stuff. Really good podcast, a lot of fun. You can go to guyswithtoys.podbean.com and check them out. They're up to 12 episodes. And this last episode actually they had a special guest on, somebody we know very well, Christopher Haywood.
Oh, hey.
Who is better known as Crash Murdoch to a lot of old fans. He did a little logo for them. And actually, of course, if you clicked on the website, you saw the new little logo he made for Dave and I, which has Dave and I dressed up as Woody and Buzz from Toy Story, which
was super
freaking
cool.
Spectacular.
Which was really cool.
Which I was not expecting, and it made my Monday when I saw that this morning. I was like, that is amazeballs.
So thank you, Chris. That was very super cool. Yes, and we really do appreciate that.
I love Chris. I love his artwork. I love what he's done. He did a lot of stuff for us at PCN. There's a lot of old pictures that I still have. Of like all of us dressed up as Power Rangers,
and one of the Batman villains.
Yeah, me dressed up as the Pink Ranger with my hat on.
Yeah,
he did a lot of cool artwork, and he keeps doing a lot of cool artwork, and I was very, very happy to see that. But so big thanks to Chris for the new little logo that we're using on the site.
Mad ups.
Yes, make sure you guys go check out Guys with Toys. A lot of people you know have been on there. Mrs. McFavorite from OpenYourToys.com, Slick's wife, has been on there.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah, they've had a lot of great people on there. Kind of scrolling through the list here to tell you. Podbean's kind of weird sometimes. Okay. I know they had the original voice actor for Dr. Mindbender, Brian Cummings.
Yeah.
I know they recorded a little bit with him because he actually introduces their podcast, which is kind of freaking cool.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Kind of cool. It's just like us. Just a lot of toy love, a lot of chatter. There's sometimes a little bit more, I won't say prepared or.
Oh, ouch.
Well, I mean, when we record, I send Dave like a little email that says, hey, here's some stuff we'll talk about tonight. Usually Dave and I get off on tangents and start talking about other things and discussing toys in a different way. So we kind of, they kind of keep things on track a little bit.
Okay. Cause I was sitting in on a recording session for Star Joe's and it was anything but prepared.
It's mass chaos.
Chuck's a sweet guy, but he cannot hold his liquor.
You know, and that's
two beers and he was gone.
That's always the best stuff though. That's,
Like, at one point, he said something that, like, killed the room, and I'm like, you cannot top that, and he did it two more times. Just slayed.
I remember our first year, you and I together at Comic-Con with PCN, and it was you and myself, it was Dan, and it was
Killen. Oh, at the He-Man party?
We were at the He-Man party, and Dan and Killen were pretty toasted, and you were sitting, I think you were on the right of Dan. Dan was in the middle, and Damien was in the end, and Dan shoves the camera at me, and he goes, start recording. And you guys recorded this just hysterical thing about I was dead.
Yeah.
And it's still one of my favorite things that I've ever had to sit back and shoot because I was trying not to laugh and hold the camera straight. And it was, that's the kind of stuff that always happens. It's just, you know, fly. you know, on the fly kind of thing that makes
chaos.
Woo! Yes, chaos is fun. But yeah, make sure you guys go check out Guys with Toys if you're not listening to them. You know, add them. They've got a they got an RSS feed. You can add them. They'll every time there's a new episode you get it. So I say it's a great show. So go check it out.
Okay,
it's good stuff. Good stuff. And those are good guys. Of course, you already met Chuck from
Chuck.
Stargirls. Yeah. Good guys. You know, one of the three. Good guys.
One of the three.
Good
guys.
On to the news before we get to Dave's JoeCon report. This was announced last week. I don't know if this was announced before you left. After you left, I think it was before you left. But NECA, I got an email in my before it went up on Toy Sites. I still get NECA's like retailer emails from back in the day of Killer Enterprises.
Yeah.
So I still get NECA stuff come through, and they sent this thing that said ET 3-foot stunt puppet. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I saw your little link. It said stunt puppet. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I pulled it up and was like, oh, my God, I want one of those.
Hey, it's an E.T. real doll.
NECA's doing an almost life-size recreation of the E.T. puppet as he appeared in the film, made out of foam rubber and latex, standing nearly 3 feet tall and hand-painted with lifelike details. It's kind of cool. It's kind of along the same lines they did with their Gremlins. Because they did a couple Gremlins.
They did.
Props.
I remember that.
And the pricing on this, not bad.
Yeah, it's listed at $249.
The retail price, not bad.
for a 3 foot tall latex figure.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, not bad at all.
Nega said he's not gonna come in a box. He's just gonna be wrapped and in a plain shipping box, and that's it.
Oh well, there you go.
So they're not gonna spend any money on packaging or anything, which kind of cuts the cost down a lot. Really neat looking though, and I was always scared of ET when I was a kid. I had a little stuffed like. I was almost like a, I don't know what he was made out, like almost a vinyl rubber kind of like stuffed.
Well, I remember
animal.
That
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I had one, and it scared me so much that I used to hide it in the closet because I didn't want
those,
it anywhere near
the,
me.
When they non-furry stuffed animals are creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Yeah, so, I've got a stuffed one that's soft and fuzzy.
Yeah, so he got stuck in my closet where I could never see him. But this prop replica, this little prop puppet, looks really neat, and it kind of makes me go back and wish that I had the money. When I want to say Master Replica was doing them, I think it was Master Replica. They were doing the Muppet,
I remember
the
those
reproduction
yeah.
photo
yeah.
puppets that had like the wires in them that were bendable. Those were amazing.
I've always seen a couple at King County.
Mm-hmm. One booth always has them.
Yeah,
and they're always like he usually has Gonzo and Animal, and they're like $400 or $500.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
And that's about what they ran when they came out. But, oh my God, they're so cool. I would have loved to have those. I don't know where the hell I would have put them, but dear Lord. Very cool though. I'm almost very tempted to go to Killing Enterprise and tell Demi, I'm like, order me one of those. I want one so bad, but I won't. I'll hold off. But he's cool looking though. Anyone that collects prop replicas, that's probably
cool
one of the only ways
yeah.
you're going to have. That's a cheap way to get a near perfect replica of that puppet from the film, without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, Mattel started to basically send out their. They're pre-orders for retailers for the Series 2 Batman 66 action figures.
Yeah,
so
this is a weird story because isn't this just basically what we already knew from Toy Fair?
Kind of, yeah, but I guess, of course, this wave is going to have Surf's Up Batman, the Joker.
And Catwoman.
And Catwoman. But I guess the ratios, I guess people are really complaining about the ratios on this set. That the
let me guess, it's too many Surf's Up Batman and like one Catwoman.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
I would bet
I
money.
Know somewhere has information that there was the packout ratio. Yeah, packout ratios is one Batman. Well, here's Series 2. One Batman, one Riddler, one Penguin, one Joker, one Surf's Up Batman, one Catwoman. That's their packout ratio. Huh. So you're basically getting first wave and second wave all at once.
But that worked so well for the Indiana Jones line in Hasbro.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, wait. It was a disaster. All I know is I got Catwoman pre-ordered.
Do you?
Yeah, the minute she came up on a certain website, I locked that down.
Yeah, I kind of want to pre-order all of these because they look just...
I did Wave 1, and then I think Joker and Catwoman I pre-ordered.
You didn't do the box set for Batman and Robin?
I might have. I don't remember. Maybe not because I don't think I was that worried about it.
Tell me you're doing the Batmobile when it comes out.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
God,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have a scale Batmobile.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't think that was up for order yet.
But. No, not yet. But these are going to be great figures when they come out. I mean, they're...
Oh, yeah. They'll be Movie Masters. Yeah. But but it looks like they've got someone, a good sculptor working on them again.
Yeah, and they've actually got good paint apps, unlike the Dark Knight Rises Movie Masters that were garbage. So they look really good, though. But yeah, I just thought that was funny that, a lot of... I saw a lot of retailers talking about, not the big ones, but a couple ones that I follow on Twitter that, you know, aren't our sponsor, but they were saying we're not going to carry these because the pack out ratio is crap.
Yeah. So they're going to get stuck with a ton of wave one figures.
Exactly. And they're like, I already have wave one. Why the hell am I going to order more of these? Which I agree. Something I thought was funny was Mattel reactivated all of their subscriptions.
If by funny you mean sad,
$4.15 to $4.30. So for, you know, 15 days, they're calling it Club Lite. Basically what it is, it says, due to demanding fan requests, MattyCollector.com is giving those that missed the 2013 subscription enrollment period the opportunity to jump into the current year. According to Matty, this is a Club Lite kind of thing. Subscriptions purchased during this period will include figures released from May through December. Figures through from January through April not included. And, of course...
So no Ram Man.
No. Yeah, clubs include Club Eternia, Club Infinite Earths, Club Black Freighter, and Club Filmation. I just thought... I kind of chuckled at that. And I didn't really see a whole lot of backlash on this. I figured I would, but I didn't, which really, really, really surprised me.
I'm not sure I was expecting backlash so much as, like, sort of snide comments. Because, I mean, it really is not a sign of strength to go, please, we're letting you try to subscribe again. Please,
exactly.
Love us.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, because I know there's been a lot of fury over the fact that people could get Ram Man. I think Fang Man they're not going to get. People were really upset about that. So it's like funny. It's like, well, we're going to give you another shot to subscribe. Of course, the figures that you were really upset about missing aren't included.
Exactly.
But,
yeah, so. it's pretty funny.
I don't know. Do you think Masters will go on to 2014?
I think they will because I know I can pretty much guarantee next year is nothing but vintage figures. They're not going to do any of these new... You know, they're not going to do, like, the Fighting Foemen or any of this, like...
But, I mean, are there really that many upper echelon vintage figures left to do?
There are still quite a few vintage figures they haven't done. Plus,
I mean, okay, there's vintage figures they haven't done, but there's vintage figures they haven't done in Star Wars after 16 years.
True. Plus, well, I think
they haven't done them because nobody cares.
Their goal now...
I mean, people care.
Yeah, their goal now, if I'm led to believe from everything that I've seen and read, their goal now... since this last trouble for this last year is that they want to finish off the vintage Masters line, not She-Ra, not New Adventures. They'll still do those figures, but they want to finish off and have classics versions of every Masters vintage figure released. That's their goal. So that's, I think, what they're working towards next year. Plus, I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego Comic-Con, their big announcement is they're doing movie figures.
Wow.
I honestly would not
be
surprised.
That would be a big announcement. Damn.
Because if you think about it, they put all of those movie figure names on the ballot for Grayskull's art box. The box art for Grayskull, I never voted, which kind of sucks.
I didn't know there was a vote.
Yeah,
there was
a voting they sent out. If you pre-ordered Grayskull before a certain time, they sent you this little ballot that you could take the code and sign in and go, and then you could put your vote. And there were tons of names on there, and out of all of them was like was all of the characters from the movie. Like
movie Skeletor, movie He-Man, Gwildor, Courtney Cox.
Yeah, well, not Courtney Cox's character, but like Decker, or not Decker. What's his face's
Lobick?
Character? Lobick. Lobick was on there. You know,
if Lobick wins over movie Skeletor, I will fucking punch out every He-Man fan
that'd
I know.
Be awesome. Lobick's awesome.
Ah, come on, movie Skeletor. That's a He-Man figure that not only would I buy, I would be excited to buy.
It's movie
because that is such a beautiful, iconic design.
Yeah, they really did good when they dressed up Frank Langella like that.
That was that's a cool design.
I think Mattel's just kind of trying to get some last minute buyers that kind of ditched out as they announced more characters. We're like, I probably should have bought those. But I think next year is going to be strictly...
Pretty much the hits.
Pretty much vintage.
The hits they have left.
Yeah, vintage Masters, She-Ra, and some more New Adventures figures. I don't think they're going to go... I mean, they're still going to do... That's why they did the Filmation thing separate to make fans happy, so they weren't, like, taking slots away from other figures that people would have wanted.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I think they're still going to do the Filmation thing separately. They're going to do the Masters. I mean, double dip. Why not? I mean, most Masters fans are willing to pay for it. So
yeah. No, I'm just. It was less. Okay, let me put it this way. My question was less whether Mattel wanted to keep going, than do you think the subscriptions will be there? You know, because I mean that was the thing this year was they had to fight tooth and nail.
Yeah.
To get those numbers.
I agree.
So that's what I'm curious about. Although, I mean, if they do a strong showing in San Diego and they say, look, we're going to – I do think if they did the approach of we're going to try to finish off the classic line,
right?
I do think they would have an easier time getting the numbers that they want.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of fans would be – because that's – you know, with Star Wars, that was the thing is we wanted the original, you know, 115
right.
figures.
Yeah, and never got all
which,
of them.
Which, you know, includes Ewoks. And, yeah. I don't remember the number without the Ewoks and things.
They finally announced the lineup of the McFarlane's Walking Dead Series 4, and that's a line that's really come along the first couple series. Of course, now if you have a first series Daryl in package, yeah. I didn't look to verify
what
the prices were.
Oh, what, it's a lot of money?
Hold on.
Isn't that thing a piece of garbage?
Oh, the first series figures were horrible.
Yeah.
Very, very horrible. That's the thing, though, is like they're getting ready to re-release Daryl
in a two-pack.
In a two-pack
with Merle.
With Merle, but everybody for some reason wants that first first wave Daryl.
God love you.
Hold on here. I guarantee you I can find something here for
I get what you're saying that now it's suddenly popular and they want it even though it's poopy.
Right. I saw somebody tweet something today and I was like, I need to look that up and I never got a chance to. Which is kind of sad because I meant to before we started recording this. I thought it was funny.
Don't worry, Jason will edit it out.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. You never know. Yeah, here's one. This one's got 57 minutes left. It's got 19 bids. It's up to $224.
You're dang.
Yeah.
Wow. They couldn't give that crap away.
Right? Let's see.
Dang.
Let's see what price highest first brings up. I guarantee you it brings up quite a bit. There's a buy it now for the first three waves of figures for $1,000.
Well, the first three waves.
There's a Walking Dead. There's a Daryl signed, it looks like, Todd McFarlane and by, I can never remember his name that plays Daryl. God
okay,
damn
but
it.
The actor who plays Daryl. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
$1,000. Let's see. Another signed Daryl, $800. This one unsigned. Series 1, 2, 3, buy it now, $800. Just looking for the Daryls, but I don't see. Okay, there's one.
You know, I think at this point we have, in fact, gotten the.
It's just
point.
Ridiculous. It's crazy though. That you know, even the did the zombie the, a zombie biter signed by McFarlane and Kirkland or Kirkman, almost $400.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Yeah, dude. Norman Reedus is his name, but yeah, there's one on here for $330, $325. It's crazy. It's like Jesus. You couldn't. Those sit on the shelves forever because nobody wanted them because they were garbage.
They were garbage.
And now it's
The zombies were always good, but the human figures were terrible.
Yeah, it makes me wish I'd have bought a Daryl now. And
oh, yeah.
Because I could have made it easy, you know, I hate to say that. Could have made easy $300 on the son of a bitch. Which, I mean, the prices are going to plummet quickly when that two-pack comes out in a couple months.
They'll go down. Yeah. You never know with stuff like that because sometimes
it's a newly sculpted Daryl, I think, and with new articulation. With not
looked like the same one, but...
I think, well, yeah.
It's
kind of
hunched over like the other one. I mean, yeah, they could just be that they're using that picture.
Yeah, it could be. But they announced the Wave 4 lineup, which, of course, includes Carl Grimes.
Yeah.
He's got the little jailhouse keys in the bag and his hat. It's a nice-looking figure.
It's a nice-looking figure.
Yeah, Andrea. Yeah. Who's kind of cool. She'll have 22 points of articulation, come with a pistol.
Wow.
With her leg holster, a sniper rifle, and a pitchfork from Herschel's farm for fending off the undead. You get the governor. Which is spectacular, and he's going to come
head.
22 points of articulation, alternate head.
He does have an alternate head, yay!
Yeah, without an eye patch.
Oh,
yeah, pistol with a hip holster, hunting knife with sheath, and a large knife. Carl Grimes.
Which we just said, yes.
Yep. Of course, he's like I said, he's going to come 22 points, hunting knife with sheath, prison medical bag, prison keys, and removable sheriff's hat given to him by his father. Riot gear zombie and riot gas mask zombie, which are kind of cool from the prison.
From the prison, from the premiere, yeah.
Let's see. The Riot Gear Zombie includes a flip-action helmet and Maggie's knife for head-stabbing action. And the Gas Mask Zombie will feature removable gas masks to expose his skull. That's pretty freaking cool. And then, of course, you get the Dixon Brothers 2-pack, which, we've had Merle, we've had Daryl. So now Daryl's got 20 points of articulation. So, yeah, it's kind of pretty much the same same thing. And then Merle's 20 points, and they come with mostly the same accessories.
Yeah.
Kind of cool though. I mean, I wish that they would have started out with this kind of articulation the first time out instead of waiting till wave 3 and 4 before they.
I don't think it was waiting. I think it was, you know, I think it was like a cash grab kind of thing.
Right.
And then once it took off and was successful, and they were like, apparently, shit. Yeah, they decided to.
They were like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Good stuff, though. So you got to attend JoeCon.
JoeCon, before we get into 2013.
The couple of the major things that came out of it before we get into your stories about it was they announced the convention actually announced the 12 new subscription figures.
Yeah.
Which
I don't quite know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I got to click to the.
I know there were 5 vintage figures.
Looks like we get not in any particular order, but we get Skullbuster, who is the Range Viper Commander.
Yeah.
Dragansky, who's the October.
Yeah, he was the guy they were gonna include him in last year's convention set. And they had to cut him, so...
So we're finally going to get him.
We're finally going to get him.
Lieutenant Falcon is Night Force with different construction than was the Wave 14 version. Did we have... Have they done a Night Force Lieutenant Falcon, or are they just talking about the regular Lieutenant
Falcon? No, they've done a Falcon, and then they did a Slaughter's Marauders Falcon.
Oh, okay.
But so not this... a Night Force one.
Okay.
They were going to... Last year, they said if they got a second subscription service, the 3 figures they were going to... That they were going to say they were going to put on there, that they knew about... was Night Force Falcon, because he was one that Hasbro was going to do and cut.
Right.
Dragansky, and then Big Bear, who's also on this list.
Right. It's Big Bear's next, of course. Admiral Keel Hall.
Keel Hall, very cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to replace your Admiral Keel Hall on the flag with a new Admiral Keel Hall?
Well, I mean, the problem is I literally have not opened any of the ones from this year because it's so expensive.
Right.
You know, it's really stupid expensive, so they're all staying on the card.
Right.
And I'm not going to pay $600 to get 2.
Yeah.
So that Keel Hall might be one that I get an extra of, like from
just
from,
spend the 40-year.
Spend 40-year. Well, they go up on the Some of them go up on the fan club store for like 30.
Right.
So
if he's one, you'll grab an extra one.
Yeah, I might get him. I'm definitely going to get an extra cesspool because he's one of my favorite.
Right,
Cobras.
Who's on here, of course.
Yeah.
We got Tiger Force Airtight, who's the Brazilian exclusive, and Shipwreck, who's the Brazilian exclusive. Which I'm guessing that they did a Tiger Force set, didn't they?
Who?
The Joe.
No, I don't think they've done a Tiger Force. I don't think they've done a Tiger Force one. No, I know they haven't done a Tiger Force here. This year was Night Force. I think this is the first one they've ever done like a full, real sub team.
Gotcha. Bombardier,
who is that's fascinating because he showed up in the action. He's a character from Palutoy, and they talked about him a lot in the Palutoy panel.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, he's a repaint, I think, of a Flash.
Ah, I gotcha.
I think it's a different head, but...
Yeah, it says Palutoy Gray Flash repaint.
Yeah.
Desert Scorpion.
Yep.
Tollbooth.
Tollbooth from the Toss and Cross Bridge Lair. Woo-hoo!
That's pretty cool. And White Scope.
White Scope is from the New Sculpt era. He's one of the SWAT guys, so he's kind of like Shockwave.
Oh, okay.
And he came with a dog originally.
I gotcha. And just looking at some of the pictures... They pull up. Yojo.com's really slow. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it usually is. It's very authoritative, though. So.
Well, it's true. Just looking at some of the stuff, of course, there's a lot of pictures of the sets from this year for anyone that missed those. And, then, of course, they've got a lot of the head sculpts for the new figures. Doesn't look like they have actual bodies.
I think they only showed Dragansky and Skullbuster at the con. And the rest were, like, all pictures from older...
This female Viper they show is kind of neat.
I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
She's not a female Viper. She's a female Cobra. I can't read the
name.
Oh,
is she green?
Plate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Asp. She's from the box set.
Okay.
And she's got the eye patch. She's got the Molotov cocktease eye patch.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in the new set.
Oh, okay.
She's neat. She's very cool. Like, the original pictures, the green was more vibrant, let's say. But the actual figure, it's a little easier on the eyes. And it's a little cooler.
That's cool.
The body is a resolute Baroness body, basically.
I got you.
And then a new head sculpt. Because a lot of these figures are like that. They reuse parts. And
right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Hasbro's panel, which...
Yeah. That was worth getting up and getting to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like they also said during that panel that Paramount's pretty much given the green light to a third film.
They talked about the third film. Yeah, that was a slightly interesting thing, is they talked about how... They have the same thing that they did with the prequels, where they overproduced for the first film, which wasn't as good, and they underproduced for the second film, which was doing better. So they're hoping that when the third film comes around, they'll hit that sweet spot.
Yeah, and the movie's still doing good. I mean, it dropped to number 2 only because Evil Dead is such a powerhouse right now because it's one of the best remakes that's ever happened in film, and it's just taking the world by storm. I mean, when you get off topic for a second, but when you have a remake that involves the original creators such as Raimi and Campbell,
and Campbell's a producer,
you know, and they hired an amazing first-time director who just, they just gave the ball to him and let him do whatever the hell he wanted. And there's so many homages to the original Evil Dead series. And, of course, the Ash character isn't in this film.
Are you sure?
Well, it's a girl.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for those. Well, there's a... Okay, spoiler alert. Skip ahead about 30 seconds.
Yes.
Post-credit stinger.
Yeah.
Ash is in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
That's that.
And spoiler alert.
That doesn't surprise me because they've talked about combining the two universes.
Yeah, like doing Army of Darkness 2 and then Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, they've talked about combining those two universes.
I've heard about that.
Because they can, because of the damn Necronomicon.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever the hell they want, and anything they do will always make sense because of that book.
Well, anything they'll do will always make sense because nothing in those movies makes sense.
Right, exactly.
It's the advantage.
But the cool thing is with this movie is the tree rape bat is back.
Yeah.
Tree rape!
Tree rape.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Everybody,
okay.
Everybody cheers for tree rape.
You know what? Apparently they do.
Yes.
That's what I've heard, which is a little disturbing.
The crowds cheer. Oh, dude, that was my favorite part of the first movie. I love that
scene.
It was hysterical.
Me.
Okay, back to Joe.
Back to Joe.
Back, we're on topic.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, no, the Hasbro panel, I mean, they literally started by saying, you know, we're not going to show you anything that we didn't show at Toy Fair. Like, oh, good. I'm glad I'm here.
Right.
But there were a couple of nuggets. One thing that I appreciated was at last year's JoeCon, they spent like 20 minutes talking about Battle Kata, which was this G.I. Joe sort of martial art thing they made up for the movie. And
most of it got left on the floor.
None of it was in the film. So they talked about that this time. They're like, so we made up this whole martial art thing and blah, blah, blah. And I guess the director didn't like it and didn't.
Yeah, they say that Roblox Battle Kata vest and tactics ended up on the road because Roblox evolved into a great character. Well, of course, when you have somebody like The Rock behind it, who is a great action star and a really good actor, and somebody who can actually carry a film of that caliber, which he did to a T, Roblox is going to become a very strong character. And you don't need the gimmicks with The Rock as Roblox. You just got to give him a big ass gun, which they did at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And just let him beat the hell out of people, which is awesome. So,
yeah.
Which we always thought, of course, when that first wave hit, and you and I were like, and everybody was like, well, you know, if you don't like ninjas, and I think you even said, if you don't like ninjas, this is going to have ninjas over it.
Supposedly there was a guy at King County who said, I've seen it, and it's like all ninjas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
And of course,
they
were in there, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, it was not Ninja Palooza.
No, not at all.
But yeah.
They were almost acted at one point like Cobra's guard.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah, I mean that was like a little subplot. It was not the whole movie.
Yeah.
But and then the other there was some interesting stuff about how the vehicles that they used, like they didn't even know there was gonna be a boat in the movie until like the last minute.
Oh yeah.
So that's why the boat is technically the Cobra Moccasin repainted.
Mm, yeah.
And they didn't know about the little Awe Striker thing. And then probably for me, and I think for most Joe fans, the biggest news, end quote, is that there is a wave that they've been showing off that everybody's been really excited about. And it's got, like, Quinn the Tracker, Ultimate Cobra Commander, I think Ultimate Snake Eyes, Ultimate Storm Shadow, Ultimate versions of movie Roadblock and Duke
right,
and Flint.
Right,
you know,
right.
As in movie accurate.
Right.
There's a Cobra Trooper that's from the movie, but you can swap out parts. He comes with extra parts, so you can make him, like, the Blue Ninja from Larry Hama's comic.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, there's 12 figures, and it's going to be one case, and it's the case that everybody's been really excited about, and it was going into production that weekend. They had just green-lighted it to China to produce that case.
Right.
Should be hitting America in July, but the news is that it's going to happen.
That's cool.
That those figures will exist, because people have been waiting for Quinn for like 2 years now.
Yeah, people have wanted that figure for a long time.
Yeah, so it was really kind of, to me, that was big news that like that case will happen, and it's going to be one of each figure in the case. There's 12 of them. So I think the other thing is like when it goes up on, that's the reason it hasn't been up for order on places like Big Bad and Entertainment Earth, is because they hadn't like, you know, given the go-ahead to actually produce it yet. So I think when those go up on for pre-order, there's going to be like a scrum because I think everybody's going to want that case.
Yeah.
I know I want it. And then they showed the case for the wave after that, which was basically like stuff that's already out in stores plus Blind Master, Jinx, and somebody else.
Right.
So I was like, well, if this case does well, this will produce this next one.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and then they showed the Eagle Hawk, and everybody's excited about that. But the big story out of that panel, and the big story out of JoeCon, first of all, that panel was pretty much their only presence at JoeCon. Now, I guess there was a guy in the dealer hall right by the door who had...
They didn't have a booth
he had like
or anything?
No, he had like... There was like the guy right by the door, and there was one, like a Detloff kind of display case that they showed stuff in. I didn't even realize it was there.
That reminds me of, remember the first C2E2, Mattel's very limited presence.
Yes, it was exactly like that. It was exactly like that. And in fact, I didn't even know. I got a text from somebody saying, did you see the concept figures this year? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, where?
Yeah. Where, yeah. But yeah, they had no presence. IDW wasn't there. But the big story for me was, and we talked about this before the show, you know, next year's the 50th anniversary of G.I. Joe.
Right.
And people were like, so you're going to do anything? The closest we got to anything was at the What's on Joe Mind panel. A guy from IDW said, well, you know, we're aware of it. We're looking into things.
Right.
Like, and? And?
Yeah.
It's the 50th anniversary of G.I. Joe. And? But, I mean, you know, you look at the way that Hasbro treated the 30th anniversary of Real American Hero. And even 25th was really just supposed to be like a one and done two box sets.
Right.
And it was not supposed to be an ongoing thing. So I think everybody's the big news is that Hasbro's basically apparently got its head up his butt, which is not really news at all.
So and of course,
love you, Hasbro.
And of course they just briefly even kind of discussed the Comic-Con exclusive.
No, which, they did. Well, I mean, they teased it.
They said
it was something that's gonna like that's already
be large and fill a hole that's been created by some of the previous sets.
So basically, I'm thinking either Megatron or Optimus.
They said they'll be surprised by the number of 3¾-inch figures in the set.
Yeah,
they won't be doing a single card figure this year, is what it sounds like from their conversations.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think it's Megatron or Optimus?
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they could do for either of those.
Optimus, they could use the frickin' Raiders truck again.
That's kind of cheesy.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not in charge of...
Right.
You could do Ironhide as one of the
Megatron,
vamps.
They could maybe finally do a new Mobat.
They could do a Mobat, yeah. Or the... I think the other one is out of production. But yeah, I'm thinking either Megatron as a Mobat kind of thing or Optimus as something.
But it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So tell us about your Comic-Con trip, your JoCon.
Yeah.
You got on Comic-Con, see what happens?
Yeah, see?
Damn it.
I had a really good time. You know, I think for some reason last year seemed like the con was better, but this time I had a lot more fun.
Right.
Sorry, Sean. Sean was with me last year, and I enjoyed hanging out with Sean. But this year I actually, you know, hung out with a lot of other people. My girlfriend Cherry was there.
Right. This year you didn't have a lot of the headache you had last year just standing in the store line.
No,
waiting.
I did the golden ticket thing, which is I paid an extra, I think, $200
right
for this golden ticket thing. And of course, I get there Wednesday. I was staying with my cousin who lives about 40 minutes north. But, you know, I get to the hotel and I get into the line. Of course, I got there, you know, maybe an hour early and there was already this huge line. And I'm, like, looking at this line in front of me, and I'm like, because there were only supposed to be 100 golden tickets.
Right.
And it's like, this is more than 100 people.
Yeah.
And then eventually the line moved, and, like, as we went around this corner, and, you know, I look behind me, and it's like, there's that much of the line behind me. And I'm like, this is crazy. Because that first night, that Wednesday night, was supposed to be registration for golden ticket people.
Right.
And it still went, even though the line was long, it went very smooth. It was cool, though, because it was like... You're in line, and people are walking up and down with, like, hand carts with, like, totes on them, selling crap to people.
That's funny.
Like peddlers peddling their wares and stuff. And you know, I mean, it was funny. And then there was, like, these two kids that were podcasting right there from the line. And it was really cool because I got to pick up Cherry stuff, too, even though she wasn't a golden ticket because I wasn't going to pay $400.
Right.
But they let me have that because apparently that would have screwed up their whole system. So...
Weird.
Yeah, I know. I was like, they were like, oh, I don't know if we're going to give them to you or not. I don't know. And then finally at the end, she's like, it's going to mess things up if we don't. So I'm like, okay.
Well, that makes life easy.
Yeah, because then I got to skip that line completely.
And then you got in the store.
No, the store was the next night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. What I did after that was there was a meet and greet for the CoilCon people, you know, What's on Joe Mine and
Pokemon
Toys and all those.
Pokemon Toys, yeah.
At the Ram Brewery, which was like about allegedly three blocks away. well, like I drove it that night and I got... My GPS was like, turn right here, and you look, and there's like a no right turn sign.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you're super, like, thank you.
You're like, great.
Yay. But I got there, and I hung out with Mike Izari.
Right.
from What's on Joe Mind for a little while, and then I got at a table, and I was with a noted author, James Cavanaugh, who was toasted, nicely toasted by the time he even got into the bar, but he was a great guy, and the owners of Kokomo Toys.
Right.
So I had a really good time, you know, and it was like most people at the table really didn't know me, but, you know.
But they got to know you as an
idol. Yeah, well, I was pretty quiet, because after Mike left, I was pretty quiet, but
Right.
But I had a really good time. And then the next day, nothing was really happening until 5, so I decided to go to Kokomo Toys, because during the show, Kokomo Toys was having
a sale.
It was open every day, and they were having a sale, 20% off.
Right.
And since we've talked about Kokomo over and over again, and they have that famous picture of the freaking flags out
there,
I thought it'd be fun. It was about an hour. And, like, they opened at noon, and I was just, like, killing time.
Yeah, because you got there a little early.
Well, like, and I tried to find someplace to eat breakfast, and I managed to find the worst McDonald's, if not in Indiana, quite possibly Earth.
Nice.
Yeah. I had the worst restaurant-related issues this trip. But, so finally I drove up there, and the irony is I got there early. So it was like, you know, I got there fast, and then I had to take it slow.
Yeah.
To Kokomo.
Oh,
I know.
That was good.
Yeah, I know. That was cute.
That was nice.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had time to kill.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, so I posted on Facebook, actually. But I finally got in there, and like it was really crowded. Like the funny thing is, they weren't sure if anybody was going to show up, and everybody showed up.
Right.
And it was kind of cool because like I recognized a lot of people from the line the night before.
Oh, that's fun.
And Amber was the one, or the wife of the guy who runs the store. Amber was the one running it. So she recognized me from the night before, and it's one of those little small stores. It's kind of like Killen's, small. The aisles are very narrow.
Yeah.
The ceiling, like the entire ceiling, is just covered with every kind of aircraft G.I. Joe has ever issued.
That's awesome.
Is hanging from the ceiling, and you can buy it all. You know, they had an Eternia, which I took a picture of for you. And they had a ton of stuff, and then they had, it was mostly G.I. Joe. There was some Star Wars, there was some Marvel, and then there was, like, random other stuff.
So I would have had a Buttons McBoom Boom if he had a hat.
There were two pegs of Cops figures.
Dang it.
And they had Buttons McBoom Boom. He had the violin case, but...
There's three figures out of that line I desperately want. Buttons McBoom Boom. Long Arm. And BP Vest.
Yeah,
I
don't think they had Long Arm, but they had Boom Boom, but he didn't have his hat.
And I was like, no hat, dang it.
Yeah, and they had two of them, but neither had their hat.
Oh.
But I got some Burbles.
Yes, I saw Burbles.
I got some Burbles, and I got some smaller vehicles that, like, you know, I was sort of lukewarm about.
Yeah.
I figured I might as well just fucking get them on sale.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was neat. I enjoyed being there. It was cool to see. It would have been a little more, I would have enjoyed it a little more if it wasn't so crowded.
Right.
You know,
I think that's one of those stores that one of these days you and I just need to take a trip and
it'd be fun. Well, I'm gonna go for QuoCon too.
Right, which is in August.
Yeah, it would only be about 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, so
is it just the one day in August?
Yes, it's just a Saturday.
Yeah. I'd probably go with you that day then. We're just gonna
I gotta go to a thing with Cherry.
Well, oh, that's right.
So,
dang it.
I know.
Darn your girlfriend.
I know.
Damn it.
Darn her and her seductive feminine wiles,
damn it.
Her long silky legs and
that's enough.
Breasts that apparently Larry Hammond enjoyed them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I got to shake his hand.
That's good.
I know. So.
That's what happens when you get a girl with beautiful breasts.
Yes, like, apparently.
Larry Hammond, look at my girlfriend's breasts. Shake my hand. Thank you.
I didn't have to encourage him because I was in a panel. But, anywho. So,
it's a good trip, though.
Good trip. Well, okay. God, I haven't even started the first day. I got in line for I got back to the thing, and I got in the line for the golden ticket people.
Right,
like,
for the store.
Yeah, it was like at 5. It opened at 5. I was there at 2. There were already like 8 people ahead of me.
Not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad.
So you stood there for 3 hours.
Stood there for 3 hours.
But it's not like you had to stand in a long line. You were like,
no,
there's 8 people, and I'm just staying here. That's fine.
Yeah, literally when we got in, they split it up, as they did last year, between cash and credit, and I had switched. I called an Audible once I found out what the prices were going to be.
Oh, yeah.
So I switched to my debit card, and it was like, the reason I know I was 8th is because there were like 6 spots. And 3 people went to cash, 3 people went to credit, and there was one guy in credit ahead of me, and he got up there fast. So I was like just standing there.
Right.
Literally, like there's a series of tables, because they had a form that you had to fill out, like with a Comic-Con exclusives.
Yeah.
So you mark down what you want.
Yeah.
So like the line's behind this table, and like people who are like next in line are in front of the table. So I'm like all by myself, just standing there waiting and waiting and waiting. And of course, the thing is, like right before we went in, like literally like 4:58. Well, before then, I had said something like, "I know that Cherry's going to call." right as I'm about to go in the store.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to find parking. She's going to freak out. And
yep.
4:58, the phone rings, and it's Cherry, and she can't find parking, and she's freaking out. I'm like, honey, I'm in the line for the store. I can't leave. I love you. Good luck. Bye.
It's like, find your parking spot.
Find You'll your parking spot. I love you.
Calm down. You'll
stay
find
alive. It. Whatever may occur, I will find you. So I went and I bought my exclusives. Ooh. Not ooh, but ooh.
Well,
ooh,
I think it hurt.
You know, it hurt, and the fact that they're so expensive, I think is going to make reselling them be a pain in the ass.
I think you said before we started recording, you felt like
a child on
November 1st.
It's like, I'm happy, but I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
So,
which of course, I had found out they were doing a Nightforce Creo set. And I'm like, hey, pick me up one of those. And you're like, sure. And then I came over today, and I'm like, cool, how much are you? And you were like, how much?
$33.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, they're Creos, for God's sakes, Joe Club.
Well, yeah,
like,
and I found out.
Six fucking figures.
I found out, I think, the night before in line that the parachute drop. Every year, they go up to, like, the either the top of the hotel, the top of the garage, and they throw little parachute figures
right
off, and people scramble to pick them up. I found out they were going to be Creos. I was like, fuck that noise.
Ah, damn it. But see, I would have loved to have the
I know you would have loved
Creo,
to have them, but.
But Dave apparently had to get some Nookie instead.
Yeah. Well, we're.
I see how it is.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I got out of the store, and Cherry had found parking, and she was working on her.
Actually, no, scratch that. Don't get there. Just continue on with toys.
So she was working on her. She's got a big thing coming up, so she's doing
you were working on her, too.
Later.
Sorry.
So she was busy for a little bit, and
right.
I was sitting there, and I think I said something about fuck Creos. And this other guy started talking to me. We had this great conversation because I was talking about how, you know, like, well, like Hasbro finally gets the license to Star Trek.
And they do Creos.
And all they're going to do is fucking Creos. Aww. So that sparked like an hour-long conversation about Star Trek.
But you know, I think, just get off topic, I think that if the Creos Star Trek sets sell well, they'll do
maybe
Creos.
But it's just heartbreaking that like Hasbro has the license
to Star Wars and Star Trek.
Oh, Creo!
I know.
But I had a very fun conversation about Star Trek, which was cool. That's one of the things I like about JoeCon is you have these conversations with people that, you know, because,
right.
you know, I am, we joke about me being a cranky old guy, but I am very sort of shy and introverted.
Right.
So it is kind of neat to have these, you know, to be in this place where everyone kind of, you know, is on the same page.
Yeah.
And you can just click instantly with somebody
yes.
over just the simplest thing. So we went home and we hung out with my cousin, and they found out that I'm dating this amazing kind of crazy person, but they thought that was really cool. And then, yeah, the next day was a parachute drop. And, the thing is,
yeah.
You know, Cherry wasn't feeling well, and I let her sleep in for a little bit. And
right.
And she's like, oh, don't you want to go to your parachute drop thing? And I'm like, the Creos, fuck them. And Mike, I should also mention this was Friday, and my cousins go to work about 5 a.m., so we had the house to ourselves.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
I see where this is going. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the toys.
And I did say, though, you know, if it was a 3¾-inch figures, maybe. Maybe, but you're more important than Creos.
Oh.
Almost everything is more important to me than Creos, but
damn it.
She's more important than toys.
Damn
so,
it.
But apparently, a story that I've heard secondhand is, I guess it happened this year, and it happens every year, is some little boy got his hands on a Creo, and some guy ran up, snatched it out of his hand, and ran off with it.
Yep.
And, well, here's the cool part, is the kid was obviously heartbroken. A little girl saw this, so she gave the boy her Creo that she had picked up.
That's sweet.
And someone else, an adult, gave her his Creo. So I like that story because it's like two really good people for one asshole. Those are good odds.
That's cute.
So Friday was dealer room day, so you know I was all happy and
yeah,
ready to just. And of course, since I had used a credit card for the exclusives, I now have the cash I was going to use for the exclusives, plus the cash I had been holding back for the dealer room. So I went in. I didn't even go in armed for bear. I went in armed for dinosaur.
Oh really?
Yeah. Well, and I told you I had like three day-ending purchases, one after the other, right at the start. And the thing is, they were all items that I really freaking wanted.
Right.
Like, they were all... There was a box set from a previous year called Mars Invades, which is Destro and Mars Industries.
Correct.
Which is one of the box sets that I really wanted. And
which
someone
has got a very cool kind of nod-nod-wink-wink.
Yeah,
nod-nod-wink-wink
to General Mayhem from
yeah.
Mask. It's not Miles Mayhem, but it's General Mayhem, and he looks like Miles Mayhem.
Right.
And I got the Mexican Predacon set, which is a repaints of the Predacons.
Very, very cool looking, though.
Very much cooler than the American version.
Right.
And then I got the Dreadnought Land Assault, which is another thing that I want. Because for some reason I've decided that I'm going to get every version of the Vamp. I don't know why, but apparently I am. And those are all really rare, expensive items. And it was like, boom, boom, boom. But they were like, if you had asked me the three things I wanted to get at JoeCon, I would have said those three things.
Right.
So, and, you know, I just kept going, man. Any one of those would have ended any other day.
Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, they were not cheap.
Had we been at King County, you'd have been like, well, time to go home.
Yeah, it would have been like the door just opened and it's time to go home.
Yeah. You were talking, before you continue on, you were talking about how the joke, you were talking about the Creo drop and, you know, how the community at the JoeCon is, save for a few bad apples who should be kicked, are really good. And I think Slick McFavorite said it to you on your Facebook page. Was talking about, you know, he was really glad to hear that What's on Joe Mind, Star Joe's, and us, with us. You representing us.
No business cards, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
Because old man Duvall's stingy.
Had I thought about it, I would have given you a whole stack of them before you left, and I never crossed my mind.
People asked.
Of course, he said, you know, that's why Slick loves the Joe community. For as much as he loves BotCon, because it's really clicky, but Joe community is very open, very... very friendly, you know.
Well, apparently the BotCon people are better than we are. I'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay. But
yeah, and for some reason it was like expressed in a way that made it sound like it was a compliment to us, but I don't quite pick that up. But so yeah. Anyway, the dealer room. Yeah, well, I spent money in the dealer room.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. But I had fun. I got a couple other things. I got a Skeletron from Action Force, which was like the fourth thing on my list.
Right.
I really cleared the decks in terms of my list of Joe stuff that I really want.
Well, it's good.
Yeah. And then there was a store called Roma Collectibles, which had this poster of the Baroness like in like a bikini or something riding a bomb, and you got it free if you spent a certain amount of money. And
right.
Cherry was like trying to get this poster. She really wanted it. So I had to like buy stuff there. And that's where I actually got my comic that I got Larry Hama to sign, which is issue number 50.
Ah, yes.
Which is the one where they roll into Springfield, and there's like a sign saying, "Welcome to Springfield."
Yes.
I love that. Fuck you, Springfield!
That's
Bird!
Awesome. That's awesome.
So that's where I got that comic for him to sign. Trying to think what the hell happened the rest of Friday. I think that was pretty much, you know, then I went out to dinner afterwards with, you know, Cherry and my cousin and his wife.
Yeah.
And that wasn't as bad as some of the other experiences, but it was just a long wait because it was like spring break and there were a lot of people out.
Yeah.
So Saturday was cool. Saturday was going to be panel day. And again, Cherry wasn't feeling well, so I let her sleep in a little, and she's a little upset that, you know, because she's like, "Oh, but you're gonna miss your panels." I'm like, "Oh, honey," but so I kind of missed part of the Action Force one, which I really would have liked to have seen.
Right.
But I did. I was like, I had to get to the Hasbro one because I was gonna film. I was gonna film it for the site.
Right.
I mean, I was at least gonna try to do something right. I brought my tripod. I brought my camera.
Yeah, and then they,
you know, and they were like, "You're not allowed to film."
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it's like, oh, I'd hate to spoil any of these juicy tidbits that you're dropping left and right.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so I got to the Hasbro panel and it was kind of poopy, and I think Cherry bailed after that because she had work to do on her computer. So she found a little comfy couch out by the, there's like a big hall, it's like a hall / lounge kind of
right
area outside the ballrooms, and I got to sit on the Kirk, can't remember his last name, but he was the project manager or the brand manager at Hasbro during the classic era.
Oh, awesome.
And Larry Hama, the panel. And they talked about the creation of Real American Hero. And so that was really interesting because there was a lot of stuff about marketing and the business aspect. And, of course, they told the old story about how, you know, they went to Marvel and they proposed the comic so that they could do the animated TV commercials for the comic.
Right. Because
you couldn't do animation for toys.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. There's some stuff I didn't know. Like, apparently Larry Hama used to work in advertising. And one of his first gigs was for this company called Nintendo.
Oh, awesome.
For some game called Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And it's not even a donkey. So, yeah, and that was cool. So, after that, I went back into the dealer room because I had a little time to kill. Because there were four panels. Action Force, which I caught the tail end.
Right.
Hasbro, Larry Hama, Kirk Burgos was in. Then I skipped the Flint and Lady J one, the voice actors who did Flint and Lady J.
Oh, really?
Which, in retrospect, I wish I had been more on the ball, because I'm sure that would have been... Apparently, they were very approachable, and I'm sure that the guy who did Flint has done some other stuff, because, you know, we're working on bringing back Animated World.
Right.
And I
right.
wish I had thought through that.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he was very approachable, and I'm sure he's done something like... Because we're talking about doing Inhumanoids, and I bet he did a voice on that. So I screwed that up. And then there was the Collectors Club panel, which I skipped, which is where they announced all that stuff. But I went back to the dealer room, and of course, that's where I bought my Rolling Thunder.
Right.
So I walk out of the dealer room, and Cherry's sitting there, and I got this giant fucking Rolling Thunder in my hand, and she's just giving me this look. Patient but loving look, because, you know, she knew how much I spent the day before. She's like, oh my God. So she had to go to the bathroom, because, you know, she's a girl. So I'm sitting there watching her computer and stuff. You know, just sitting there, chilling. I look over. There's Larry Hama.
Oh.
It's like, Larry Hama's sitting. I mean, you know, it was like a couch length away from me. I'm like, ah! And I, like, grab my phone, and I'm, like, taking a little picture. It's like, I'm sitting next to Larry
That's
Hama.
Awesome.
And Jerry comes back, and I'm like, that's Larry Hama. She's like, okay, who's Larry Hama? I'm like,
that's funny.
And
Larry Hama! I'm so happy.
He was doing sketches. Like, for $20, he'll do little sketches for
That's
you.
Cool.
Yeah. And he didn't charge for the, like, he also had specific times for autographs, which is why I didn't approach him for an autograph. And he didn't charge for those, which was cool.
That's cool.
But and then another weird random thing is, like, at one point, I guess while she was in the bathroom, she'd been talking to this girl. And so she ran into her, and, like, the girl literally, for some reason, I don't know what a sugar glider is. It's basically like this little weird rodent from South America. It's like a freaking Littlest Pet Shop animal
come to
life.
Yeah.
Well, she had one.
Oh.
Like in her pocket.
Yeah, they're very tame.
Yeah. And it's just like the weirdest random, there's this bizarre animal. And apparently she'd been trying to get it to go pee in the sink in the bathroom.
I've always wanted a sugar glider, but apparently they're not legal to have in Illinois.
Well, apparently, yeah. apparently there's an incredible illegal trade of those.
Yeah, there is.
Which yeah, so, but it's just like this random, bizarre little
They're
creature.
Adorable little things.
They're cute!
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. So that was this weirdly random thing in the middle of nowhere. But after that, and that day I'd run into Chuck from Star Joes.
Right.
And met Chuck and hung out with him a little bit and met Ryan. And then we all, I'm jumping around. We went to lunch, not just Terry and I went to lunch. And there was a TGI Fridays kind of on the other side of the hotel. Which was the TGI Fridays that Time forgot.
Right.
So, like, something like an hour and a half later.
Oh, Jesus.
We finally, oh, God, Cherry got pissed off and won't talk to the manager and just did all the stuff. And so we got coupons for desserts or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
It was. So, anyway, point being that Larry Hammer was signing autographs from 3 to 5, and What's in Joe Mind panel was at 4.
4, right.
So we got out of there about 4. So I kind of had to go. So I asked her to get my comic signed. And she's like, what do you want him to say? And I said, I want him to say, fuck you, man. Yo, Joe. So I went to the What's on Joe Mind panel. And I was very proud because they were like banging beach balls. They were doing the thing where they're knocking beach balls. I managed not to get clocked in the head by a beach ball.
Awesome.
Which I was very happy about. And basically it was they had the guy from the Collectors Club there. And it was like kind of like a live – they were doing a live podcast almost. And they were interviewing him.
Right.
And taking additional questions from the audience.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's when he said the thing about, okay, like, he said that he told the whole story about how he got involved with the Collectors Club, and it's a long story, but he got involved with G.I. Joe first because that was his thing, and then eventually Hasbro said, hey, you want to do the
BotCon,
and so he kind of took that over, and he said that he had to figure out that they were different groups, and the BotCon people, the Transformers people, well, they're into the mythology and the characters and the story, and G.I. Joe people just want to buy things.
What?
And I was kind of like, okay, that's... Like, on the one hand, I'm like, well, that's kind of harsh. And on the other hand, it's like, yeah, that's me.
You're like, yeah, that's pretty,
much I just want to buy things.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. So that was fun, and then afterwards we hooked up with Star Joe's guys and... one of the guys from Roma Collectibles, and their Star Joe's guys were rooming with a friend of theirs who is an artist, and he's actually done like some G.I. Joe comics.
Oh, cool.
And he's working on, his name is Robert Atkins, and he's actually working on, you know, Castle?
Yeah.
TV show? I guess in the universe of Castle, some of, because Castle is a story, is a
he's an
TV
author.
Show about an author.
Right.
And apparently some of his books have been turned into comics.
Right.
So
Atkins show.
Is doing the comics of the books that were turned into comics on the show.
Oh, cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he was a guy. He had just bought a USS flag.
Hmm.
And He so we were like escorting. We were like the honor guard for the flag on the way up to the room. And probably my favorite memory, my favorite quote from the whole con is we were all standing around waiting for the elevator. And I want to give props to Ryan because there was context for this. Because they were talking about setting up and displaying it and putting right. various things around it, like I have on my display.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear that part. So we're standing there next to this flag, and this I forgot how big the box is, this huge box. I mean, they had a hand truck for it. And poor Ryan goes, well, I just bought a devilfish. And I almost pissed myself. It was just because the thing is, for those of you who don't really know G.I. Joe too well, the devilfish is basically one step up from a Sea-Doo. I mean, it's basically this tiny, tiny little boat.
Yeah.
So it was just standing there next to a flag, and it's like, well, I bought a devilfish.
Yeah, a little orange boat.
Little tiny, yeah. tiny boat.
Yep.
It's like, it's not the size of your boat, Ryan. It's the motion of the ocean.
That's funny.
That was just cute. So we hung out in his room, and then we decided to go back to the Ram, the place where I'd had the CoilCon dinner.
Right.
And that's why I grumbled about the 3 blocks, because we walked this time.
Mm.
So it was like, 3 blocks, my ass, I'm old fat. And we had dinner, and Chuck cannot hold his liquor. He's a great guy, but he had 2 beers, and he was gone. And we walked back, and there was this whole, I don't know, he was making out with a statue, and
awesome.
There were these ducks on the road, and Cherry and the guy from Romo were like really freaked out. The ducks were getting hit by a car, and this taxi rolled up on them, and they freaked out and panicked, and the ducks flew away, and they were like, "Ducks can fly!" I'm like, "Oh dear God,
this that's
is gonna
awesome.
This is gonna be a fun night,
spectacular."
So yeah, and then they started doing a podcast, and that was kind of fun. And Chuck's a funny guy. Chuck's a funny guy. And he's just killing it. And then Cherry and I had to go because she wanted to meet a friend at a bar, you know, that she knows.
Yeah, locally. Yeah.
So we went to the bar, and I will say that it was kind of highly appropriate because I ended my time at JoeCon with a body massage.
Nice.
Nice.
Good convention, though.
Yeah, I had a really good time. The only thing is there was a lot of people seemed kind of more grumbly and unhappy this time around than last time, which is weird considering that the last one took place with all the fuck-ups with the, you know, the
retaliation.
The club. Well, with retaliation and the club and the hotel. All these problems last year. And people seemed like in a pretty good mood. And this year, there were like none of that. And everyone was just like cranky and pissy.
Really?
Maybe it was because everything was so expensive.
It could be.
Maybe because the set wasn't as cool. Because
it sounds like the prices were dramatically more than they were last year.
Yeah. The Night Boomer was really gougy. I mean, I'm kind of not surprised that it didn't sell out. Because it's awesome. I mean, it's beautiful and it's cool.
Yeah, but
that's $145 for something that retailed it for $35.
Yeah, that's just basically a repaint with new stickers.
Repaint with new stickers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a little
uncool. Which is really weird because when JoeCon's working with Hasbro, you would think that they don't have to pay a whole lot of money for licensing because Hasbro is the official sponsor of the club and of the convention. So you would think that the prices would be a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, I don't know what went wrong there.
But wow.
Something went wrong.
Yeah, something went way wrong.
Yeah, it was a little too pricey. And like you said, the Creo set was overpriced.
Yeah.
I didn't even know because I don't buy Creos. So yeah. How much does a single bag Creo retail for?
$2.99 or $3.99.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. These better be cool ass fucking Creos.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so too.
No take backs.
No take backs. I guess we'll find out later this week when a review goes up on the site.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a really good time. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially if you really love the 80s. And here's the thing. If you love the 80s G.I. Joe, that's one of the things that kind of made me sad is they've split. Not officially, but there's like a different convention for the 12-inchers.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, they give some lip service to 12-inchers, but it's there's like a real – there's a more 12-inch convention in Atlanta.
Right.
But if you love the 80s G.I. Joe, you should really at least try to do it once.
Yeah.
Bring some money.
Yeah,
but people will just totally accept you, and it's very, very cool.
It's very cool. It was a good time then.
I had a very good time.
Yeah,
I
awesome.
Really enjoyed it.
Let's move on to we have one little fan question. That's not so much a question as it is, kind of a
fan statement.
But in order to bring back fan questions, I finally have to bring back the song.
Fan questions, Dave.
Dun 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 dun. Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fan questions, Dave.
Fan questions.
Yay.
Yay.
People will be happy the song's back.
I think they will.
Yeah.
But the song was cool.
I agree.
I
wanted to do a new one. I've never gotten around to it. I won't say I'm lazy. It's just I got
too
much
you're busy.
Shit
you got
on
too much
time.
Stuff on your plate.
Oz, our good buddy Oz, showed back up finally after a self-imposed hiatus forever. Basically, he was saying that he found a gentleman on eBay that is just like me if I was all about pop culture, like Japanese pop culture. Basically, he's my doppelganger. He says he has a beard and a hat and goes around to thrift stores hunting for used toys, although they're Japanese ones. He does a video that's pretty much like flea market finds. In one of his videos, touches on the acquisitions he made for Sentai, Kamen Rider, and Godzilla stuff all in one fell swoop, which I think is kind of neat. If you go to this gentleman's YouTube, if I can get there here, his YouTube page. Oh, apparently it does. Look at that.
Wow.
I know. His YouTube account is Third Act Films. It's spelled out all or together, of course. And basically he does a lot of kind of the same kind of thing we do. But again, like Oz says, it's all Japanese stuff. So he does a lot of videos on different things, on different Japanese toys, on his finds, his collection. You know, there's a couple of different guys on here, but this one, I can't think. Trying to find his name because it looks like there are a couple of different guys doing videos for this site. You'll see him. He his beard is much more neatly trimmed than mine. And an all-black hat. But yeah, I can see it. It's definitely a doppelganger of me, which is kind of flattering and kind of fun. Of course, none of it was like... He's kind of got the same wide-eyed stance as I do sometimes, too, which is kind of fun. I've watched some of them. He's entertaining. They're pretty good. Japanese toys aren't really my forte. I mean, I've got a few, but I'm not, you know, crazy about them. But... check them out, though. Check out Third Act Films on YouTube. A lot of cool stuff there. And I thought it was kind of funny that Oz was like, he's your doppelganger.
I'm
like,
is this the Monstrosities guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I guess he kind of is.
Okay.
So, pretty funny. That I thought was good, pretty cool. So, might be somebody we talk to in the future here. Kind of neat, though. I just thought it was funny. I was like, I got a doppelganger. That's crazy. Not meant to be a doppelganger, but I got a doppelganger. It's nuts. It's crazy. Crazy nuts. Let's take a listen to today to finish out the show to our good buddy Ados Barone with this week's thoughts with Ados Barone.
Land ho! Land ho! Hi, 'tis a fine day for plunder and mates. Take her in and see what we have.
Caping! Caping! It's the sight we'll be looking for!
Well, what are you waiting for, you barnacle lovers? Dig her up!
It's a chest of some sort.
And a peculiar chest at that, me boy. Heavy, too. That bodes well for us since we've used up all of our loot on drink and women.
Ah, good times, good times.
Now, let me pull out the old solar-powered laser drill and open this.
Captain, these ain't no doubloons of gold.
Aye, 'tis something more valuable. 'Tis something I never expected to come across in my lifetime.
Hi, everyone.
Seems I've activated it.
So around to hear little old me and what I've been thinking this week. Well, let's get on with it. With the success of the new Turtles cartoon, it comes as no surprise that it has been greenlit for a second, and I think I heard correctly, third season. But with season one only a little over half complete, word got out from the series producer about a number of tasty tidbits for season two. First off, the return of Mutagen Man! With such a wide selection of B and C list characters to choose from, I was not expecting him. Then again, this incarnation of the show already has a number of animal or insect mutants. I can see why they decided not to introduce another, which narrows the list down significantly. Who else is there then? All I can think of is Muckman and Joe Eyeball, whom I'd love to see. Maybe eventually. Mutagen Man, while not my absolute favorite, did make for an interesting toy back in the original line. Of course, I had him, but I don't think I ever filled him up with water or ooze. What I always wanted to do was open him up, take out the guts and brains housed inside the clear shell, and play with that. Years later, I did, but at the cost of the toy itself, as I had to break it open to do so. Anywho, they mentioned he would be introduced by the end of the first season, but will come to prominence throughout the second. Does this mean he won't be turned into his namesake until the next season? And what of his design? The show has taken a few radical choices in redesigning some of the old characters, such as the Rat King, with some interesting results. Or maybe he'll resemble the old design a little more. Who knows? Now, there were some other things mentioned, like April taking more of a front seat in the series, and the inevitable showdown with the Krang, so something probably goes down with her captured father. But what really caught my attention is the announcement that Season 2 will premiere with an hour-long special featuring, wait for it, the original voice actors of the Turtles reprising their roles. What? Was anyone expecting this? It appears that it will be some sort of crossover between the two teams of Turtles, probably similar to the Turtles Forever special, but this time they got it right, since they were unable to get the actors for that one. I think it was a union thing. What I'm dying to see is a back and forth between Rob Paulsen's original Raphael and new Donatello. And speaking of Donnie, when was the last time Barry Gordon voiced anything? Townsend Coleman, Cam Clark, and Rob have all been doing voice work for years, but after the original show ended, I haven't heard much from Mr. Gordon. I cannot wait for this, so I might have to go digging for my old Turtle cereal bowls and eat dinner out of them as I watch. With the release of the Marvel Phase 1 Blu-ray box set, in briefcase with accompanying Tesseract, I might add, came a teaser for the Phase 2 movies, starting with Iron Man 3 next month. With the clips from Iron Man 3 showing off basically everything we've seen so far from it, the true tease comes from all the other films. A few shots from Thor: The Dark World can be seen, which is looking better and better each day, I might add. Concept art for Guardians of the Galaxy, which looks neat, but we'll see how the end product turns out. Some really provocative art for Captain America: The Winter Soldier, showcasing Falcon and, spoilers for those who aren't in the loop, Bucky fighting Cap. Now, I'm sure that's not what their costumes are going to look like in the end, because those were very comic accurate and wouldn't necessarily gel with the look of the Marvel movie costumes. But I save the best for last! In this 3-minute teaser, we finally get to see some of the pieces from Edgar Wright's Ant-Man test footage from God knows how long ago. I know the whole thing leaked a month back or so, but this was yanked off YouTube almost immediately and I never got to see it. From what I saw, the helmet is accurate for the most part, but the rest of the outfit was in a design choice similar to the X-Men movie costumes, which I'm on the fence about, more so because it didn't have any aspects that screamed, "Hey, that's Ant-Man!" because the colors seemed muted. Again, I'm sure that's not what it will exactly look like in the end. There was a neat bullet time shot of him in ant-size kicking an agent in the mouth, knocking him out. Pretty cool. With this, I'm hoping we get the next roster of Avengers with Hank Pym and Wasp, and have Hawkeye and Black Widow take a back seat, so we can have the original team on screen. Onward with a little more Marvel news. Actually, make that a rant. Though they came out months ago for online retailers, my store just got the Hitmonkey Legends wave. The only one I'd think about purchasing is that new and improved Archangel with a better build and more accurate wings when compared to the old Toy Biz one. I didn't even know we got them in, but our back-of-house supervisor, who buys them from time to time, tossed them to me, and I told no one that I might be interested in him. It was a weird moment of, did you read my mind? I have no clue as to how he knew. So I put him in the office for 2 days until I got paid to purchase him. Friday rolled along, and before I left, I had the guy who comes in for me ring me out. Keep in mind, at Toys R Us, Legends figures are going for $19.99, about $5 more than most brick-and-mortar stores. But I had my discount card, so I wouldn't be charged quite as much. Handed him the figure, then all my corresponding store cards. Then he said, 28-something. Wait, what? I looked at the item description on the register, and it didn't quite read Marvel Legends figure, but some other name. At $29.99. Turns out this wave has a different name, but $30? $30 for a basic 6-inch Hasbro figure? And that's only this wave. The older ones are still at $19.99. Is this Hasbro's idea to increase the price for this wave onward? Or is this more of TRU's insane pricing agenda? All of the Legends are marked at $19.99, so I was able to get the service desk to reduce it. But no more. What could possibly make this selection worth $10 more? This is only going to get worse, isn't it? Well, checking my blood pressure after that rage-filled spiel indicates that I need to go take a handful of pills before my skin turns green and I'm reduced to nothing but a pair of ripped purple pants. So from Baron HQ, I bid you adieu.
Cabin, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told of this legend to bring unfathomable knowledge. But this will make us rich. Hoist the flags, warp cashin' are in.
Hooray! I'll have all the food and drink me belly can hold.
All that and more. All that and more.
Yay, thoughts with Thanos, bro. Yay. There you go, gang.
Hang on. There's one more thing.
Oh, there's one more thing?
All right, hang on a second.
Okay, all right. I'll hang on. Where are you going off to there? Where are you going, Dave? Where are you going? What's going on there? What you doing? Dave's got something in his hand.
So there was this dealer who had animation cells.
Oh, okay.
And I got myself an Ewok cell.
I like animation cells. Animation cells are neat. Look at that.
And I got a Brave Star cell for you.
Dave, that's awesome.
So.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Look at that. He put it in a frame and everything. Dude. Yeah. I love you. You're awesome.
It was that, or he had a bunch of Back to the Future ones.
That's a really good sell, too, the background and everything. That's awesome.
So.
Well, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
I didn't expect that at all. That's spectacular
obviously.
Of you.
I was pleasantly surprised that you when you walked in the room, you didn't immediately like walk over to the bookcase and start picking at it.
No. I didn't even notice it up there until you walked over there, and I was like, what's that? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I will throw a picture of this up on the Twitter.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is a spectacular animation cell. It's Brave Star. Looks like he's in a cave. He's got standing by two rocks. I'm guessing it's several different cells that are in there because of that.
I think it's just the one cell.
Just the one cell? That's pretty friggin' cool, actually. Let's take a little picture of this little guy here. There we go. Yeah, look at that. I'm going to tweet that to the world.
I was thinking about you, buddy.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. That's spectacular of you. I'm almost at a loss for words. I wasn't like I saw your Ewok and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was like, that's really neat. But yeah, thanks. I got to find room for it now because that wall's getting crowded.
I know. That was the other thing I was thinking about. But what the hell?
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I'll be sure when I come home and I bring it home and Carrie's like, what is that? Like, they bought for
it's
me.
It's a gift. It's a gift, Carrie.
They bought for me. She's like, I can hear her now. Where are you going to put it? I don't know. I'll find a place for it.
Well, okay. You know, I can't think of every contingency, Carrie.
Like, I'll find a place for it.
I'm just trying to be nice to him. Come on. He's my friend.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Sean was like, is it the same animation dealer as last year? I'm like, there was an animation dealer, was there?
Yeah, because remember you guys found me a cell last year.
Did we?
You and Sean got
what
me a
cell.
What
the hell?
It was a Brave Star cell.
Oh, okay.
It was a different Brave Star cell.
Oh, Jesus. It probably was the same guy then.
Yeah, because that was...
Wow, I don't even remember that at all.
This seems to be a tradition now.
Apparently, yeah. I'm
get
sorry.
Surprised with a Brave Star cell. This is awesome. This is awesome.
If I had known that, I would have gotten a damn Back to the Future one.
Well, you know what? I got a cool Back to the Future one, though.
Oh, they had some good... They had a lot with Doc.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's the only problem with mine is that you can see Doc... behind Marty, but it's like only his leg, and when you pull the Marty cell off, Doc was there, but they had a cell over it so they could animate it, and it was just the Marty and the girlfriend. I can never think of
her
name.
They had Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah, they had one of Doc, and I think he's in the DeLorean, but you really couldn't tell too very well from the background, and then there was one of the DeLorean in like a kind of weird, like, you know how the whale has that hover skirt?
Yes.
It was like on the water, and it has the hover skirt.
It had kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. So, thanks, Dave. Well, that's spectacular.
Right, I need to make a note for next year. Brave Star.
No Brave Star. That's awesome. Well, there you go, guys. One surprise after another today.
Yep.
That'll bring us to the end of this week's David of All's Toys and Collectibles. Make sure you check out our sponsor, the Crazy Kings of Toys, at www.crazykingsoftoys.com. You can also, instead of just typing all that in, you can actually click on the sponsor link on the Toy World Order page. To the left of the page now, you'll find a sponsors link, and Crazy Kings of Toys, they have a little animated GIF banner there that you can click, and it'll take you right to their page. Lots of great stuff going on over there at Crazy Kings of Toys. Lots of great stuff going up. Lots of great sales. So make sure you check them out. Click on the link. Also make sure, you know, you follow us on Twitter. Check out the show at Dave and Duvall. You can follow the site at Toy World Order. You can follow me at Puppet Duvall. And my favorite thing to say is if you come to Springfield, Illinois, and you find Dave Draper's house, he'll chase you off his lawn with a rake for $5.
You know, Chuck didn't pay the $5.
Son of a bitch,
But to be
Chuck,
fair, to be fair, I didn't have a rake.
God damn it.
So
you could have made $5. And Chuck, you could have had a lifetime experience to tell your children.
I yelled at him. It was close enough.
That's close enough. That's worth $2.
Yeah.
The yelling was worth $2.
Yeah,
if Dave physically accosts you, that's $20.
Although, like in retrospect, I shouldn't have put the. I'm tired. Okay. If I'd had the tripod, I guess I could have smacked him with that.
Ooh, that would have sucked.
Yeah,
that's.
I think I put that back in the car.
That
yeah, that would have been $100.
That would have been $100.
That'll cost you extra.
Notice how pain for you costs you money, and puts it in Dave's pocket.
Yep.
That's how we fund toys here in Dave's world.
Hell yeah.
Make sure you check them out, though. Great sponsors. Also, make sure you check out, there is a contest going on currently on ToyWorldOrder.com. All you have to do is scroll down and find the Round 2 Captain Action Classic Covers Thor and Captain America review. There is a contest. It is basically going on till this April 27th. So the Saturday of C2E2, I will announce the winner both on the site and on YouTube on April 30th, which is the following Tuesday. The best way to win is all you have to do is go to Toy World Order, go to that page, leave a comment in the comment section. Make sure you leave a valid email with your comment so I have a way to contact you. You can leave it in the little email thing, and it won't if you put it in your actual comment section, it'll show up. But if you put it in the little email thing, it should not show up. But if it does, that's fine. No one's going to, I promise, you'll be fine. But just leave
a comment. Nigerian princes will shower you with requests.
Leave a comment. Leave an email address so I can contact you. I will pick a winner at random that Saturday, probably that Saturday night when I get back to the hotel after C2E2. And probably that night I will put together the video announcing the winner for the site. So make sure you check that out on Tuesday, April 30th. But you only have until April 27th to enter the contest. And what you're winning is you're winning a basic edition Captain Action, basic edition Dr. Evil, and both classic covers costume sets of Thor and Captain America. And all these are basically the review samples that were sent to me by Round 2. And, of course, if you bought any Captain Action stuff, you know basically they're in. You can remove them from their packages without ruining the packages. So you're getting review samples, but you're getting some awesome, amazing toys that you don't want to leave in the package, you want to take out and play with, which they're pretty amazing. So, but one winner will win those for free. Shipping provided by ToyWorldOrder.com. Toys provided by Round 2 Toys. So make sure you check that out on the site. Lots more contests coming this year. Lots of great stuff coming. We've got some Kinects contests coming. We'll have some more Round 2 stuff coming in the year. Lots of cool stuff coming. So make sure you check that out. But yes, April 27th is the last day you can enter this contest. So make sure you do that before then. And there you go, gang. That'll bring us to the end. And as we always like to say, David,
you don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
This Toy Bar, ladies and gentlemen, with the old music and the fan questions music, back again. It's close to the week. We'll see you next week.